If you could time travel to any period, any era, where would you go and why?
I would time travel to 2013. Man of Steel just came out. I go to WB Studios and I tell them what's going to happen in the future.
I know where this is going.
Screw everything up. That's how they need to do it the right way.
Yes.
Give me a Man of Steel, proper Man of Steel sequel. Forget Jesse Eisenberg as Lex. Get a guy with gravitas, like a real Lex Luthor.
Yes, dude. Act
like his solo movie first, then have them come together, do it the right way. Like,
oh my God.
That's what I would do.
Nobody's ever said this. This is awesome, dude. Oh man, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the anniversary episode of the Side Project Podcast. Yes, take an anniversary drink out of the, and you know what, actually, cut the theme music, do the run it up music.
Run it up.
Yes, anniversary episode. My goodness, you guys, I want to thank everybody so much. I want to get to the bread and the butter of this episode because it's another long time coming, as you know. But I got to give my quick thanks, man. It's the anniversary. It's been a couple years. Don't even want to say how many. No, it's not even really been that many. But it's been an awesome time, dude. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I'm sorry, like, kind of speeding up the thank yous and everything. I don't mean anything by it, but... seriously, man, thank you everybody for tuning in as long as you have, whether you've tuned in since the beginning, caught up somewhere in the middle, somewhere 75% way through, or you just started tuning in recently, man. I thank you either way for, you know, even if you don't tune into full episodes, you know, I get it. We've all got things we've got going on and this is kind of long form content, but thank you for supporting in any way that you do, tuning into the episodes, tuning into the skits. You know, if you follow the Instagram and everything like that, you follow the videography that I do as well. Thank you guys, man, because of you guys, it enables me to, do all the things that I've been doing, such as the videography, because this, catapulted me kind of into that, you know, into that even more, being able to meet all the cosplayers that I meet and forge relationships with and friendships with and business, acquaintances that become business acquaintances. And, this forged into other companies reaching out to me and working for other companies and hosting other shows and hosting conventions and events and doing videography for conventions and events and having my own panel at conventions and events and things like that and everything in between, man. And so I really do thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. We always joke about it, but I really do. And thank you to all the guests that have been on it, everything in between gaming, film, and cosplay and everything else. Because when I first started this, it was definitely, I had a co-host named Juicebox. Shout out to Juice. He's come back every now and then, but he hasn't been back for a good year. And he was going to actually come back for the anniversary episode. And we were going to do like a special thing. We had been talking about it for a few months, and then he got into his bike accident, broke his leg. So he's, you know, he's kind of not able to do everything that he normally would be able to do. So maybe we'll revisit that next year. But when I first started and everything, it was definitely gaming, film, and cosplay, like it still is, but it was very big on the gaming and everything. And then it kind of turned into more of the film stuff and even more so the superhero stuff, which turned into even more so the cosplay stuff. We always did a cosplay of the week, but then it turned into a lot more guests coming, and now it's pretty much the cosplay podcast. And we'll see what happens going into the new year, because I also am moving soon. So the background will change. All kinds of things will change. The branding is going to change at some point as well. And we'll see what happens. But thank you guys so much. And as a giant thank you, if you've already seen, by the time this episode comes out on the Instagram, right now there is a giveaway up there where you can win, in collaboration with me and AE Cosplay Suits Alter Ego Studios, you can win the Fabic Cowl. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right, because some people say Fabic, some people say Fabok. I don't know, Fabok. I've heard it various different ways, but I'm saying Fabic, and you can correct me if you'd like. But you can win the Fabic Cowl. I believe it is a 24-inch or a 24.5-inch. It'll be on the screen somewhere if I'm incorrect. And all you got to do is go to the Instagram, either mine or AE Cosplay Suits, and make sure you're following me, make sure you're following AE Cosplay Suits, and that's pretty much it, man. Comment done, share it, on your stories and things like that. And if you want two extra entries two extra. I don't know if you see me keep looking out the window that's here, but there is like five wasps just flying around the window, and I'm absolutely terrified of wasps. So I'm sorry for my distractions. They're gigantic, and part of me really wants to run right now. two extra entries if you go to the Side Project Podcast YouTube and subscribe to it. Something pissed these wasps off, that is for sure. Two extra entries for subscribing to the YouTube, and that's it. I think we're going to run the giveaway for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Right now, I have not posted the giveaway as of this recording, but while you're watching this, it'll already be posted, so I haven't figured out all the details because, again, I'm moving and whatnot, so I kind of got to, you know, figure it all out and time it right, but I'd like to do 2 or 3 weeks, and I'll go live on the Instagram to announce the winner, and we'll go from there. But you guys are awesome, man, and I really do thank you guys. Thank you guys for rocking with me all these years, man, and it's just awesome. I appreciate it. There are so many cosplayers out there that really embody the cosplay, the character rather, that they cosplay down to a T. And my guest this week is no exception. When the light is low and the moon is high, the shadows rise. There's a bat in the night. Long ears, short ears, normal eyes, wide eyes, regardless of what he's equipped with, he is the Dark Knight. From the ever-growing phenomenal shots with all the photographers he works with, shout out to each and every one, to walking the con floor with a vibrato that screams, I'm Batman, to further showcasing it via body language that I've gotten the chance to portray with my videography, to being a cosplay of the week here on the show. As he would state, he's living out his childhood dream of being the Dark Knight. And in another long time coming, and for the anniversary episode, ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Bat Mateo.
Yo, that intro was awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks for
being
here, man. Thanks for being here for the anniversary episode and the birthday episode. We already kind of celebrated my birthday episode. As of this recording, we haven't. But on social media, by the time this episode comes out, we have.
So, hey, keep the birthday celebrations coming, man.
Exactly, dude. How you doing, man?
Been great, man. Can't complain. Definitely, life's good.
Definitely, man. I'm stoked to have you here, dude. I'm stoked to talk to you. It has been a long time coming, man. We've kind of known each other for a little while as far as social media goes and everything. We've kind of talked to each other here and there in DMs and comments and communicating. And then we finally had the chance to meet each other at Dragon Con, dude. One of the best places to be in general, but like what better place for us to hang out and meet each other and just talk and get the opportunity to shoot content in the process as well, dude.
Dude, it was epic. I haven't even posted everything, of course, but it's
still reeling from it. I have so much to edit. I still have another skit of ours that we have.
I was actually thinking about that.
Yeah, dude. I've got
some of the behind the scenes I got to give you.
Yeah. You gave me a couple of them. I want to post that. I want to compile like the behind the scenes and the actual stuff. And it's like, dude, Dragon Con, New York Comic Con, still keeping the episodes rolling. I don't know if Amazing. You saw the Teen Titans thing that I did with Caleb and Raymond.
That looks sick.
So we shot that, didn't say anything about that until we shot it, so I had to edit that. And it's like, and then you and I were talking. I mentioned it, I think, right now, a few seconds ago, but I'm moving as well, so it's like so much going on, and like I feel so bad, dude. I feel bad, though, because I want to get everybody's stuff out. So let this be a PSA to anybody watching, and if I shot your stuff, man, forgive me. You guys know that I'm so much more professional and quicker, but there's just a lot going on these last couple months. So, but enough about that, man. I want to talk to you, dude. And speaking of talking, you don't talk that much. You don't showcase much outside of Batman. And I don't believe I've ever seen you do any like sort of interviews or anything. So I'm honored that you picked this podcast to touch on a few things. And it wouldn't be Side Project if we didn't dig a little bit deep and try to get a little bit about the man behind the cowl. So I think anyone who's tuning in right now, you know, can grasp the idea that you cosplay as Batman. And I don't think they know, though, and I want to find out as well why Batman. In the intro, I stated, because it's in your bio, childhood dream of being the Dark Knight. You're living it out, dude. And I think it's kind of every kid's dream at some point to flip the cape and stare down an enemy, you know? And if it wasn't Batman, it was Spider-Man or Superman or Supergirl or Spider-Girl, Batgirl, and so on and so forth. What is it about Batman in general that resonates with you?
You know, that's a great question, man. And honestly, yeah, you're right. I actually haven't really talked about it much. As you can see, I value my privacy a lot, so I'm still wearing the cowl.
But... yeah, exactly. I like how we didn't touch on that. I think we're like 10 minutes in. Didn't touch on the fact that you're just wearing the cowl.
I know. Regular clothes and then the cowl.
And then the cowl, yeah. I love it though, dude. I love it.
But honestly, as cheesy as it can sound, Batman actually really shaped who I am today. And I'll explain a little bit about that. I grew up watching Batman the Animated Series, RIP Kevin Conroy, who was amazing. Yeah. And that's really what introduced me to the character. But growing up, I mean, what I love most about Batman as a character is that he didn't have superpowers. To me, the biggest thing was it was his hard work, determination, grit, all of that is what got him to where he was. And he didn't just focus on, you know, his strength. It was also his mind, his wit, everything.
Yeah.
He did it all. And in The Dark Knight Rises, there's a line, and then he says, the idea was to be a symbol. Batman could be anybody. That was the point.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's Batman says that.
Yeah.
And that, I think, kind of really highlights to me why the character was so important, because to me, like, that actually helped me improve my life and get better. And like in school, for example, like, you know, when I was thinking, you know, any sort of challenges, like, I actually did really well in school, but I think a big part of that was because it's like, what would Batman do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, and then, fitness, physical fitness too. Like, I did 100%. Martial arts for 13 years, actually.
Nice.
I trained in traditional Shotokan karate and then the Okinawan Shorin Ryu.
Nice.
I got a first degree black belt Shodan. And then I also did boxing and I did wrestling. And nice. That was like the physical part of it. Of course, I enjoy working out and everything too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the mental part of it, the school part of it, I actually graduated high school when I was 16 years old. And I finished college when I was 20. Yeah.
No
and then, like,
way,
I think
dude.
A big part of that was me constantly trying to push.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, anytime I faced a challenge, it got to the point where actually I'd be like, not just what would Batman do? I'm like, okay, you're Batman, then what do you do? And it changed my mindset from, I can't do this, I can't solve this problem, to, I'm going to solve this problem. Just how am I going to do it?
Right.
And I think that was just such a big part of my life. And now it's just sort of wish fulfillment, you know.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was like, I always wanted to dress up, wear the costume. But
you did everything you did growing up, and then now you're an adult. You're here. It's time to actually put it on and go have some fun.
Let's do it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
100%. It's crazy how inspirational that a character can actually be. You know what I mean? And I think you're right though, because he's a vigilante in a way, but I mean, he's like a superhero as well, but it's different than like someone like Superman, you know, or even going over to Marvel where it's Spider-Man. I mean, he was bit by the spider and then developed these things. He's still like a kid. He's still a, you know, human being. He wasn't from another planet or anything like that, but he was bit by something
exactly.
And it altered stuff. Whereas Batman is literally just a man. I mean, he's got all the money. That really helps. But
that's true.
But aside
that does
from
help.
That, yeah, it does help. But aside from that, he definitely is just a man, you know, and going out there and doing something and taking things into his own hands and his own mind and doing everything that he does. It's crazy how inspirational it can truly be, whether it's from just applying it to your life like you did, or even just putting on the suit and cosplaying in general. You know, it's an inspirational story no matter who you are. It's like, I grew up watching this character. I idolized this character. I applied it to my life. And now I can be this character, you know, and have a good time with it. It's crazy. And it's really cool. I wonder if the creators, I'm sure obviously at cons and whatever else and social media, they get hit with their inspirational stories. But I wonder if they actually really truly take a moment, because your story is pretty crazy. I've heard a lot of stories doing this podcast, but like yours is fucking like, that's a good one. Like, I don't know if you've ever told this to any creators that you've met at conventions or anything, like anybody behind the scenes or artists or anything.
I said it to Kevin Conroy when I met him.
Man.
Right before he passed, like a few months before.
Yeah.
And that's when I just actually started, cosplaying and created a cosplay account. It actually was Greater Austin Comic Con. He was the nicest guy. Like, he actually, like, took the time to listen to what I had to say. And you know, it was awesome. My brother was there too. And like, we were just kind of telling him a little bit, like, you know, it's kind of word vomit. It wasn't like everything I just said, but it was just like, this shaped who I was, but then, you can't really get into it. But.
Yeah. You get a shortened summary version of it. You're like, hey, Kevin, Liz, come here. You got 20 minutes, Kevin? I got to tell you.
Everyone in line behind you hates your guts, you know?
Yeah. There's like 80 people in line. They're like, dude, what's going on?
Come on.
What does it feel like for you? I mean, you kind of just mentioned a few things, but even just to dive a little bit deeper, like, what does it feel like to kind of put on the suit and become the character? Because you kind of really are becoming the character in a sense, because you've got amazing photo shoots, whether it be these more so posed shots, such as Jeff Jenkins behind the cam, or storytelling shots where there's three Batman, yourself, masks up, Will Jump for Food, going up against previous cosplay of the week, Evil King Causes Superman, and cosplay Kaitlyn on the capture there. And then you've got like more movement occurring shots, like video actually, like some that I've done for you, the skits that we've done. So you get to get some of those acting chops in. And then you even more so have these like action-esque shots, I'd like to call them, such as an example, one with RLH, previous guest in cosplay of the week as well. So the point is that there's a mixture of content here, all while in the suit, again, fulfilling those childhood dreams. And I mean, like, what's it like? What's it feel like? And do you have a preference being like in the suit, the type of content you partake in? Because I'm sure certain things may be harder. You can't see, can't move. Like, is things more difficult than others as well?
Sure. Great questions. And honestly, so I'll start with like the kind of the realistic part of it before like my emotions get involved. So the realistic part of it, especially because I like the white eyes. So I put the white contacts in, right?
Yeah.
And thankfully it's not fully whited out. It's got mesh. So I can still see most things. It's really fine detail. That's tough. Like reading small letters, I have to move my head. I can't quite read that too well. And then the cowl, it's harder to hear. So I've got headphones on right now. We kind of talked about this because otherwise
You'd be like, wait, huh? Can you repeat that again? We have to name the name of the episode is just what? What with Matt Mateo?
Say that again.
Exactly.
But pretty much, so aside from that, once you get over that, but just putting it on and having the full suit and the mask, because once you put the mask on, I mean, and there's a reason, like it just, you feel like you said, like the character, but you also feel like a beast, honestly.
Yes. Like as interesting as that.
100%. Yeah. So I can give a good example as to how it changed how I felt. I went to a Halloween party last year. Mm-hmm. One of the event centers actually did a Gotham themed Halloween party.
What,
I just moved
odds?
To the city and literally that's what they had. And so their haunted house was Arkham Asylum.
Oh, no way. That's
it was
so
insane.
Cool.
So they had the different villains as like the people were jumping out.
Yeah.
And I go in there and I'm walking, like, you know, sometimes there's like fear. No fear. It's like, yeah, let's fuck.
You're the bat.
Exactly. It actually felt great. I was like ready for them to come to me because it's like, let's see who's afraid. That's how it changed everything,
that's,
you know?
Hilarious.
Like just having the suit on and having it being this like, monster, the criminal sphere, essentially, right?
It's crazy,
But in terms of types of content, you know, what's funny is, you know, it is tough with regards to movement and like overheating. I almost had heat stroke at Dragon Con.
Oh, dude, man, it was hot there. Dude.
It was after Evil King Cause and I were doing that little brief action choreo. Oh,
yeah.
And
okay,
and unfortunately, like his superhand symbol would like come off. And so we had to redo the take. And then like, we kind of changed. It was all last minute. It was actually great. I had a lot of fun with it. But at one point I get thrown against the wall. Well, you do that 18 times in a big suit. And this is like, mind you, not at the beginning of this is like near the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I was starting to like, I was like, oh shoot. Like I'm like getting out of breath.
Yeah.
And then soon after that, there's a Bane cosplayer I met too. And he was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was great. But then like I was dying. It was to the point where actually like I did a few photos with him. And I was like, I really wanted to do video, But the other part of it is like, I think I'm gonna pass out.
I gotta go, dude. I gotta take this off and get some water.
I actually took the mask off and I was like, so that no one would ask me for pictures anymore.
Yeah.
And just like darted to the room, took everything off. And this was literally right before we had our shoot on the garage.
You and I?
And everyone. Remember the DC? The DC gathering?
Yeah.
So actually I was like this close.
The one in the garage.
Yeah, where we did the skits and everything. Yeah, I almost didn't make that because I was lying.
No way.
I took out my contacts, took everything off. I was lying in like my boxers on the floor. Just for like a good 20 minutes.
No way, dude. I didn't know that was right before. I'm glad you came to that, dude, because those skits are hilarious, dude.
Those are some
of the best skits I've ever shot. Like, and they're so short and simple, but it's perfect. Amazing.
I'm done for the day. I am not catching.
Nah, bro. I already got Riddler.
I already got Banner.
Well, I helped Batman catch Mr. Freeze yesterday. No, this is time. Selena.
Despite that, I actually want to do more action. I actually really, really, really want to do some more choreo and
yes.
Like I've done a few things here and there, but I want something planned. I actually enjoy it a lot. It's just I have to be smart about how long I spend doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And practice it first, I think, without the costume, and then I can enact it.
You've got these amazing set of shots that you created with photographer JCC Explores, who I've spoken to. The dude's a great dude, man. And you guys created this magic, dude. I mean, one, beautifully capturing the essence of New York, taking it and portraying it as what Gotham would truly be. You portraying the Bat in the Night, you know, standing around and looming how the Bat in the Night would, from standing on the edge of this puddle, not quite visible, but not quite fully silhouette as well. The reflection in the puddle to the train going by and the fourth slide of this four set first post that you guys recently posted. It's very telling a story. It's very storytelling, you know, to the shots of you in this gigantic building veering off into the short distance. You're looking off into the distance, shots from afar, hands on the railing, the symmetry of the photography as well, of the architecture inside, to these elevator shots because Batman can't fly and the rest of the Justice League have been there for 15 minutes. They're waiting for you, Bruce.
Exactly.
Where were these shots taken, man? Like the building shots, like where in New York? It's such a cinematic storytelling way to these shots. Like, was that your guys's goal? I mean, was there a goal? Did you guys just get together, shoot with the mindset of hope we capture something cool? Like, what was that process like?
It was a mix. So it's interesting because JC was already there. He had a gig that Saturday. I flew in Friday. Like I said, I'm really busy throughout the week.
Yeah.
So I literally flew in Friday night. Mm-hmm. And then when I got there, we shot until the day, pretty much. As soon as I got to the hotel, mm-hmm. I changed. He met me there. We shot until it was daylight.
Oh, and I flew back home.
That's literally, and he had his all day gig right after.
Oh,
that's
no
literally
way,
how it worked.
Dude.
It was crazy. Yeah. And so what's interesting is, Those shots, that building, that's actually the hotel I stayed in.
Oh, that's a hotel. What? How convenient, though. That's convenient.
Right? So I was looking for a hotel like that had the kind of Wayne Manor, like that kind of vibe, old money type of vibe. It's called the Beekman Hotel in New York. It's a fantastic stay, by the way. The service was amazing.
Nice.
Great hotel. They let us, we were doing it like throughout the night. The hotel staff, they're curious. I've been in situations where they've like been like, you can't shoot here. But yeah. They were awesome. Plus, I was like, I'm a guest here.
Yeah.
But you know, but sometimes it's still not enough.
If the staff was cool with it, you know what I mean. But
they were. Luckily, they were. You know, because that one of the shots on the banister, you know, top, that was actually a few steps away from my room. I happened to be like, those were some of the first shots we took.
Yeah.
But JC really did want. We both wanted like a cinematic feel. But he is amazing behind the camera. Like that symmetry, like you mentioned,
100%.
All these little details and the color too. The color palette.
Yes.
Like,
was that the color of the hotel, or was that some of his editing as well?
No, he edited some of that too, because you know, we're looking at like the orange and the reddish reds, like from the Batman. And then you have like some of the outside shots, like the blues and like the blues from like Dark Knight, but the greens from like Joker, the new Joker, the Joker movie.
Exactly.
Those all played a part. And it was actually, he did the edit, but it was before he edited, we actually met again and we discussed, you know, kind of what we wanted from it.
Yeah.
The idea was to tell a story. Mm-hmm. We weren't entirely like, we kind of developed that story as we went. And even to after the shots were made, if that makes sense. Yeah. Showing like emotion and everything. And like, so we knew there was a story to be told, and it was a kind of a whole combination. And it became actually pretty organic, you know, coming from like just me arriving and us like being able to shoot where I was staying to like, then we just got adventured out, went outside. And there is actually, we actually have more, that was like the story we wanted to tell. Those shots captured the story, but we actually we shot a lot of footage. We shot a lot of video.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He mentioned something as well, so I won't take too much away from him. But I mean, here, free plug if you want it, JC. But are you guys doing like is he kind of going to talk with you, like an interview thing or something on his YouTube?
Yeah. His YouTube, John Castle Explores. We're going to do a, we're going to kind of talk about the shoot, but we're also going to have like with the video and everything too.
Nice. Yeah, he mentioned something, so I didn't want to spoil it, but I don't know when that's going to happen. Do you know when that's going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit still. So
okay, all right. So, well, you know, be on the lookout for that. Yes. I didn't want to spoil too much because he mentioned.
No, that's perfect. Yeah,
it's not my place to say. So last episode, I had Tom from AE Cosplay Suits on, who make a variation of cosplayers' suits, emblems, cowls, and et cetera. And they've made pieces for you as well. And maybe some have seen that episode, maybe some have not. Definitely go watch that episode if you haven't. Episode 151, I believe, with AE Cosplay Suits. And we dive super deep into the making of cosplay. Everything cosplay, basically, we dive deep into it. And Tom even gave me an exclusive on new emblems and the way that he's making them and the things that he's doing with them. And it's just the process of the cows, and he showcases it. It's a crazy cool episode if you care about things like that and you want to get like a... It'll make you appreciate all the work that goes in to making, if you're a cosplayer, what you wear. And if you're just a fan of things like that, you'll see how much really goes into it. And you were mentioned on that episode is why I bring it up. And for those that didn't see it, we have you here and now, so I kind of want to let you walk us through it. You know, who made what from your suits, you know, who you got what from, and, you know, what kind of stylization of Batman you tend to cosplay the most? Because I know when it comes to, you know, the Frank Miller style or the Batfleck style, you do have a couple different cowls. You do have the chest emblems seem to be different. I don't know if you have two different suits per se. Like, what's going on with your ensemble from head to toe?
Yeah, so my most recent suit, the one that I've been posting about now, is the Fabak cowl or Fabak. You know, honestly, I'm not sure how to pronounce it either.
I don't know, dude.
I'm actually not sure. Well, but the Fabak cowl, that's what I'm wearing right now. So actually, this is... So this is the second one I got. I got two from AE Cosplay Suits. This one I just cut because I wanted to wear it with regular clothes.
I didn't
know
if they sent it to you like that or if you did it yourself.
No, I literally just took some scissors and cut it. Nice. You know, honestly, I probably should have been more careful.
Yeah,
but I was just like,
I wouldn't even know. I didn't even know. I thought they made it for you like that. Because when we were at Dragon Con, when we were in your suite, that's the one I tried on, which is way too big for me because I got a tiny peanut head. But well, I didn't even notice that it was like, you know, custom cut. It looks perfect. It looks flawless.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. I'm glad. So that's from them. And then the gauntlets are also from them, the ones that I wear now. And they're gauntlets. I can interchange the fins, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that aspect of it. 100%. And actually they're, and the zipper. So there are a lot of gauntlets where the zipper doesn't go all the way up or down. No. For them, it's the easiest one for me to put on. And especially the Batfleck, there's the hand wraps, and those are tough.
Yeah,
like, people, Batfleck cosplayers will know, like, hand wraps are just tough because getting it to fit in the gauntlet it kind of sucks, to be honest. But but Alter Ego's gauntlets, they actually have a zipper that aligns with, and you can take the zipper off, so you can do without hand wraps. That's which I've kind of done now, but, or you can add it, so it depends on the look you want, which is great.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And then it's really cool. And then the suit that I have is Ninko Creations. And this, that's the suit with the Arkham emblem. So,
okay.
So my current suit is not necessary. I mean, it's got the Batfleck texture, but it's actually the way I would have wanted live action Batman to be.
Nice.
Because yeah. The one thing I wasn't crazy about with the suit was the, and it, I love Dark Knight Returns, but like the fat bat symbol was not necessarily my favorite, gotcha. You know?
Yeah.
So I want, when it, my latest suit, I wanted the Arkham symbol, which I loved.
Yeah.
And then the cape also by Nico Creations is their comic stop cape. It's actually not right. Their Batfleck cape. And it drapes over the shoulders. That was important yeah. To me too.
Yep.
Because I like that look, because you know you can close the cape, it's not, and I could also throw it back if I really wanted to,
yeah,
but I love that
talking
look.
With you about that at Dragon Con in the garage. Yes. we were talking about the cape. I think it was me, you, and I think Saad. I think was,
oh yeah, maybe it was Saad or Caleb or both,
or Caleb, yeah. It might have been Caleb, I don't remember yet, but we were talking I'm about sure. That yeah.
Well, maybe it was yeah but yeah,
there was
that
a
was
a lot of Batman cosplayers there that day.
There was a lot. Yeah, I'm actually yeah. Maybe both of them, I'm not sure,
yeah, who knows.
But yeah, that was important for me too. And then obviously this is not the Batfleck cowl, mm-hmm. Right? The Fabok, it's more, so it's, to me, it was like a comic style Batman suit that was done realistically. That was
yeah.
My goal for this suit. Because to me, it looked closest to the comics while being realistic. Yeah. I didn't want it to look campy, you know, because the gray sometimes, if it's too flat, can come across as maybe a little campy, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of
yours
for myself.
Yours has that texture to it and everything too. And because again, I've seen it in person.
Militant,
so
yeah.
It looks, it does, militant. That's a great word, man. Fuck, yeah. I'm sorry, using that for those suits, man. I didn't think about that. Yeah, it has like the texture to it and everything. It's awesome. And I dig. I don't know if you were finished. I'm sorry, but I just want to.
No, you're good. Yeah.
I dig like when cosplayers kind of add their own twist. You know what I mean? Or like kind of mix and match, because there's nothing wrong with that. I had Sir Julius cosplay on. I think that was the one. He was the one when I featured you as a cosplay of the week, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And he brought it up because I forgot to bring it up. He had brought up how you had the different emblem on there. And he was saying too, I don't remember if he said it during that segment or if he said it later in the episode, but he said some point during the episode, like, don't be afraid to add your own flair to your cosplays. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's yours. You're going to be in the suit. Like, do what makes you happy. And it's cool because whether it's completely a fresh idea and trying to bring that idea to life, or something like with you where you kind of mixed and matched things that you like from Batman as a whole and made it your own thing. You know what I mean? And it's still true to the comics or true to movies or true to Batman, or, you know, it's different pieces as a whole. I dig that. The fact that you've got the cowl, the different emblem, the cape that drapes over, which makes for great video, by the way. And maybe I'm biased because I was the one that shot it, but like the video when you come up, dude. Oh,
that was such a great idea you had. Cross it.
Because I saw the cave and I was like, oh man, this is a perfect opportunity. Like, we have to shoot it, you know? But I dig that, man. But I'm sorry, continue if you had any more to say about that.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks, man. Yeah, no, really, yeah. Really, that's I was just talking about that first Batman suit. And then in the future, and we may touch on this later, I'm not sure, but I'm getting the long-eared fabric cowl from
yes.
Alter Ego. And
yes.
So that's another thing to add. I mean, I don't mind short, I like short ears too,
yeah.
But I do also really like long ears.
Yeah.
And so I keep my same suit of the pieces I like, but then
yeah.
Have it with the long ears.
That's so cool though. And why
and
not
you
have
what?
Options? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Why not have options,
you know?
Man? Yeah.
You know? And
create
I
more
will
content,
say,
do different things with it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And I will say this, I don't think I've said it too much on my social media, but not only am I doing black, but I'm also doing blue.
No way. Oh, dude, I didn't even know that, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's
yep.
So cool, dude.
Well,
I do not
see
enough people do that. You'll see what
yeah.
Type of blue? You haven't figured out
see.
The color yet, 100%?
I think I might do two types of blue. I might be doing a dark blue and like a medium blue.
Nice, dude.
I may have
nice.
Bought four cows.
That's so cool, man. That's so. And wait, you have another cowl too that you rock when you do the Lego Batman, right?
Oh yeah, yes, I do. So that's the that's from Gauntlet EFX. But I'm actually it's a dope cowl, so Arkham Origins.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting a second black long ear Fabak to cut to also wear with my Lego Batman. Maybe because I just love how this fits my face.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Like, even the Batfleck cowl, as cool as it looked on Ben Affleck, on me, Like, it was hard for me to find the right size. Like, the 23 was too small. The 24 was too big. It's like, it was weird. I had to like do all these adjustments. And this feels like the Bacal is like as if it was made for me.
Right. That's awesome.
With how it fits. Yeah. So I just stuck with it. That's why I was like, shit, if there's a long version, let's go, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get them all.
That's so cool. Hell yeah.
Give me some green. Give me some yellow.
Blacks, blues. You're doing everything, dude. I love it, man. I want to talk with you a little bit more before we end up getting out of here. But before we do that, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than Dark Matter Cos. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about the batarang now. And this is absolutely amazing. I've had the opportunity to work with Christina. I think we just put it out. Yeah, we did. With her punchline, which we're unfortunately not looking at right now, but her punchline, we shot some stuff of her punchline. The day we did in the garage is what we did. We've got Bat Mateo here, ladies and gentlemen. He's the guest of this week's episode. If you haven't seen the whole episode, go watch it. We're talking about all kinds of things that involve Batman with Bat Mateo, but he's here for the Cosplay of the Week as well, in case you're just watching this on Instagram and didn't tune into the whole episode. But I had the pleasure of shooting her punchline. It was absolutely awesome, but this is her Batgirl, and this photo is by Alex Vu Photography, and that is hopefully I'm pronouncing everything right. And that's A-L-E-K-S-V-U Photography. The cowl is by Reeves Effects. The belt is by crow.props.effects. And the cape is by Roberts Workshop, R-O-V-T-S Workshop 1 on Instagram. And I told Dark Matter Cos, I have no idea. She has her real name on there, right? Like on Instagram. Sometimes I forget that some people don't want all their shit out there. You know what I mean? Like,
guilty.
But she, I think she has it on her Instagram. Editing Chazzy will figure it out. But I told Dark Matter that I wanted to shoot her Batman, and I don't remember if she brought her Batman to Dragon Con. Do you have any idea? I don't remember.
I'm not sure. The Batgirl one?
Her Batgirl, yeah, her Batgirl. I don't remember if she did, but I've been wanting to shoot her Batgirl for a long time, and this is absolutely awesome. Everything from head to toe, from the cowl to the boots and everything in between, man. I just, the gauntlets, and it's perfect, dude. The batarang that she has, the cape, it's classic. You know what I mean? I love everything about it, and I want to throw up, oh, and by the way, Alex, the photography is great. Great location with the trains and everything in between the trains. I love it. I love that feel, you know? And I want to throw up a second one up on the screen. I'm throwing that up now. And this is of her Supergirl, which is equally amazing. Photo by It Screams Jesse 1 on Instagram. That's J-E-S-S-I-E. And the suit is by Sim Cosplay Official, simcosplay.official on Instagram. And I dig this because it looks like that perfect Superman, Supergirl area, which I can't remember the name of. Do you remember where they live?
Kansas?
It's Kansas, right? It is Kansas, right? I don't know why. I was going to say Ohio, Smallville. And I was like, that's not right. Ohio's not right, is it? Yeah. Out there in Smallville and everything, out there in the field, it just looks perfect. It's like the perfect moment, and she's looking off into the distance. Who knows what she's looking at? Maybe she just landed. Maybe she's getting ready to take off, but it's perfect, man. From the photography to the location to the lighting to all that natural lighting that you've got the sun coming up behind you and everything, down to the cosplay itself, you make a great Supergirl. Another one that I wanted to shoot, and I just missed that at Dragon Con when we were there together at Dragon Con. I was finishing up some other stuff, and she was, I think, going to change or something, and I didn't get to shoot her Supergirl. And then just to ride this out, I want to mention a third one. I'll throw that up now and give a little love to Marvel, man. She's doing Shadowcat. She's doing Kitty Pryde, and she's doing a massively comic accurate one with the yellow and everything, the red belt, the X on the belt. The hair is perfect. Got the gloves up. I mean, it's just amazing. And the photo's by Stu Mac, S-T-U Mac, with no K, 22 on Instagram. And I just wanted to give a honorable mention to that one, because it's just so, when do you ever see a shadow cat like this these days? You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen one. Maybe they're out there, and shout out to them if they are. But this is awesome, man. Bat Mateo, you got anything that you want to mention about any of these before we wrap up this segment?
Yeah, I mean, it's epic. She has that look of, you know, what you'd imagine these characters to look like, but in real life. Right. So like, but it's amazing how she transforms into.
Yes.
It's wild. It's awesome. You know, I actually 100%. Had never seen the Shadow Cat one.
Oh, really?
Before. I must have missed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocked it.
Yeah, oh, dude, crazy. When do you ever see somebody doing a Shadow Cat like that? You know what I mean? Like, that's so cool, dude. Exactly. I love it, man. Dark Matter Cos, I've told you in person and I've told you in DMs and everything too that your cosplays are absolutely amazing, and I'm stoked that we got to shoot something at least. The short video that we did a Punchline, that night was crazy. That garage night did not go as planned. So we got as much content as we could, and we did what we could from that with everybody, man. But amazing cosplays from Batgirl to Supergirl to Shadowcat and everything in between. Dark Matter Cos, your cosplay of the week for me and Bat Mateo is amazing. Bat Mateo, before we continue talking about a few things, I want to get into a segment that I like to call Wow! Shotgun Questions. And what Shotgun Questions is it's supposed to be a little bit more of a rapid fire little segment, 3 to 4 questions that never really end up being that rapid fire because we always end up having conversations, and that's fine. But and my guests don't know, some don't know that it's going to happen. Some know that it's going to happen, but they just don't know when it's going to happen. And it's just some lighthearted, fun questions, as lighthearted as we can be. Some of them are some thinkers, but out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest and their universe cease to exist. Who do you pick?
This is a really difficult question. So thanks, Jazzy.
This is the one he's been preparing for.
Back in my brain on this one, and honestly, waffling back and forth. Yeah. I'm going to tell you my answer, and I'm going to probably have to explain.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm going to pick Bale.
Ooh. Not what I expected.
I know this whole episode.
If everybody stayed this entire time or didn't skip, because timestamps are always in the description, so you could skip around if you want. We've talked about Batfleck like here and there, the cows, this and that. So I did not expect Bale. What a curveball. Go ahead, man.
It was between Bale and Batfleck. And actually, I mean, but part of it is when you were saying them and their world.
Yes.
And you know. And what was tough with Batfleck is because, you know, you've got Cavill too in that world, Gadot in that world, and I love them as Superman and Wonder Woman, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I think Affleck had the most potential to be the best Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, better script.
With like his look, with exactly. That's the thing, you know. Pattinson, in my opinion, gave the best performance with the cowl on. Like his eyes, we touched on this before, he was as Batman. I wasn't crazy about his Bruce Wayne, but his Batman was like, it was solid. You know, he really conveyed that emotion. Mm-hmm. Now, Bale, I mean, he's my favorite Bruce Wayne, but it's not just that. It's actually because I really feel like those three movies, Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, mm-hmm. it was the fully realized vision of Chris Nolan.
Right.
It was wrapped up. It was complete. It was well written. It was well executed, well filmed, amazing supporting cast. You know, say what you will about Bale's Batman. I mean, I loved it at the time. You know, obviously, I do think, I think all of us did,
especially at the time. We all did.
We
only had what came before it to compare it to, whereas now we have what's come after it as well. So we have different comparisons. But yeah, no, 100%, I agree with you. Yeah.
And so because it's not like the potential, it's like what it was. I feel like that has to be preserved.
Got you. That's a good way to put it.
And that gives the opportunity to do Batflex universe. If I got a race to do that universe the way I would have wanted to see it.
Exactly. Because it's just a race. It doesn't necessarily mean you can't do it later.
Exactly. So I thought about that.
What a loophole. Dude found a loophole. That's a good one, man. I like the way that you said it too. It's for what it was for Bale. It's for what it was then at that moment. You know what I mean? It's a good way to put it, man. I dig that. What a well thought, dude. You cosplay as Batman, a hero, some would say, a vigilante. But if you could cosplay as any three villains, if you have three, from any comic universe, who would you pick?
Well, actually, one I will say, because I may just do it because I have the stuff, is Deathstroke.
That's right.
Because, Deathstroke's definitely one. You know, a part of me, I'm not sure if I'll do it, but a part of me almost wants to do Joker one of these days.
Oh, dude.
Just to see how it would be. You know, yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Dude, you could do edits with yourself. You as Batman, you as Joker. Just create whatever you want because it's all you.
Exactly. But it would just be cool to be on that. Flip the script and be on the, yeah, be on the other side.
Opposite. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then, and I know I'm still in the Batman universe. I'm, you said any villain, but.
Yeah, you could. I just gave you that option. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but, yeah. But, the other one that I think would be really cool would be Two-Face. I mean, it's still Batman villain, but
nice,
the makeup, doing something like crazy with that, like making it even like more outlandish even.
Yeah, man.
I think could be really cool too.
Yeah. I don't see enough
Two-Face that come to
cosplays.
Mind.
Oh, then that'd be great, dude. I don't see enough Two-Face cosplays, man. You know who does a great one though? I don't know if you've ever seen, but Imposter Cosplay does a great Two-Face.
Oh, dude. Solid. Yes. Yeah.
Really good.
Yes,
man.
His Two-Face is insane. Actually, all his cosplays are insane.
Yeah, they're great, man. 4-time guest, previous cosplay of the week, Imposter Cosplay. Go check him out if you haven't. Out of these four, let's find out what you rate the Catwomen in film on a scale from 1 to 5. Michelle Pfeiffer.
So 5 being the best and 1 being... Are we ranking it? Are we ranking it?
Well, you don't have to... I mean, just like... I mean, you don't have to like put them in an order. I mean, I guess it kind of automatically puts them in order when you rank them. But like, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, what would you rank her? You know what I mean?
4.
Four? Okay. Halle Berry.
Four being like...
4 is... Five is the best. Okay. Like 5 would be the best. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Michelle Pfeiffer, 4. Halle Berry.
Yeah. 1.
Just the way you said it. Anne Hathaway in her short appearance. Anne Hathaway.
You know, I might actually tie her with Pfeiffer.
Nice, man. Yeah. And then lastly, out of these four, I said there's more in the past, but we're doing these four. Zoe Kravitz.
5.
Nice, man.
She's my favorite.
Nice. If you could, last shotgun question. If you could time travel to any period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to 3 different choices if you want 3.
Okay. So I know my first one.
Nice.
I would time travel to 2013. Man of Steel just came out. I'd go to WB Studios and I'd tell them what's going to happen in the future.
I know where this is
screw
going.
Screw everything up. Yeah. That's how they need to do it the right way.
Yes.
Give me a Man of Steel, proper Man of Steel sequel. Forget Jesse Eisenberg. Is like, get a guy with gravitas, like a real fucking, like
New Thor. Yes, dude. Act
like his solo movie first, then have them come together, do it the right way. Like,
oh my God.
That's what I would do.
Nobody's ever said this. This is awesome, dude. I'm going to have to clip this. This one's got to get clipped. What a great answer, dude.
It's that important.
Yes, it is.
Save the DCEU for what it was meant to be and realize it to its fullest potential.
Amazing answer, dude. You got it. You got any more, or are you just sticking with that one?
I mean, that's my main one. I'd like to go to the future, too.
Nice.
I would like to go to the future, see, like, even like 100 years in the future, 150 years in the future, see the advances. I'd like to see, you know, medically what's new. Like, what crazy things have they developed? Is AI really taking over? Like, what's going on? You know, just see, get a good glimpse of it. I'd be curious.
Yeah. 100%.
Although I don't know that if I like, I don't know how the rules work. If I go back,
I don't know how they work either. I don't know. People are starting to ask me that more and more, and I haven't fleshed it out. I always just kind of leave it up to however you feel it goes, because it gets so intricate, time travel.
It really does. Because
there's like butterfly effects. You know, we go and we touch something, we're fucking something up. We talk to somebody, we're fucking up the past and then the present and the future. It's like, I mean, does anybody watch Loki? I mean, think about it. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's crazy. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And the third I'd say would be, I want to see what the dinosaurs really look like.
Yes, dude, me too.
Let me see a T-Rex.
Me too, man. I always tell anybody that brings up anything about the dinosaurs, like, I get so excited because like I'm really into all that stuff. And I keep saying that I'm going to do it and I haven't done it yet, maybe after the new year, but I kind of wanted to get in my beginning-ish days of doing this podcast, we used to do, when I had my co-host, we used to do episodes that we called like... the what did we used to call it? Oh man, it was gaming, film, cosplay, and more. We used to call it the and more side of the Side Project podcast. And we would do episodes that kind of don't really have anything to do with like pop culture or superhero stuff. Like we would do a Mandela Effect episode all based around Mandela effects. We would like do different like episodes like that. We would do even do eating challenges and stuff.
That's cool.
And I always keep saying I'm gonna do this. It just takes a lot of scheduling and time, and there's a lot of people that like all my friends, like a lot of them in the cosplay community don't live in the same state as me. So it's hard to get everybody here in person. So we'd have to be like Zoom and we'd have to communicate and like and coordinate everybody. And then it's so much editing for me. You know what I mean? But I want to do an episode where like we talk about, it's like the Anne Moore side, and we talk about like conspiracy theories or something and like dinosaurs and like what really happened. Cause they also say that dinosaurs don't actually look the way that we've portrayed all these years. And it's actually just scientists making stuff up. Yes. And like they actually have come out and said that it's a very, very high probability that they actually had feathers.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And weren't as reptilian as like an alligator or an iguana today as we think they would be. And that just interests me so much, dude.
Same. Yeah. That's why I would want to see like what the hell did it really look like?
Yes, dude. And I want to do an episode with like cosplayers that, and still keep it in the cosplay community. So it would be cosplayers coming on and whoever wants to do it and like just talk about different things. Cause we always come and we talk about cosplay, you know?
Right.
And I kind of want to, going into the new year, I'm just spilling all my ideas now. Going into the new year, I kind of want to do different things where still do like these interview-esque style episodes, but maybe once a guest has already been on once, the invite back is the cosplayer comes on and we talk about different things.
Where dude,
it's
I love
still
that.
Like still cosplayers, so it's still in the cosplay community, but now we're talking about something else, you know? We're getting our thoughts on like different things and still making
mix
it fun and lighthearted. Yeah, and mix it up. So
no, I love it. I love that.
Yeah, man. Definitely have to have you come back for a dinosaur episode then,
dude. I'm so down. I'll talk about that all day.
Yes, dude, definitely, man. As we get ready to kind of wrap it up a little bit here, I want to ask you a couple more things, man. You got all kinds of cool cosplays, such as your Batman, and then you know obviously you've also got your Batman, and then this one time you cosplayed. Oh, you just put out this one of Batman. I think it was Batman, right? Was
oh
it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's Batman. What it was.
That one was cool. all joking aside, man, you have on your Instagram, you have this shot of you as Batman. Again, all joking aside. And if people paid attention, there's a Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat in the background of this picture that's up on the screen. And that's you. So I know a little.
Oh, no. Chazzy, that's actually super amazing. That's super amazing 23.
It's no
amazing
way.
23. Yeah.
No, I swear to God, it's in the caption, it says, oh, dude, it does. It does. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now. Okay, all right. Thank God. No, hey, we're leaving it. I'm not cutting it. I don't make too many mistakes, but here's one. This is super, super amazing underscore 23. When I was putting together this episode, dude, I was so tired.
You're good, man.
Okay,
you're good.
All right. But now I've got to switch up how I say this, because I don't want to spill some beans on certain things here. Okay, so let's switch this up. I'm not cutting it. We're leaving it, man. Super amazing underscore 23 is this Sub-Zero. And then obviously you're the Batman, and the edit is by Yamasaki PH underscore art. I hope I always mention him. I hope I say his name right. So the reason I was originally bringing this up was because I know some secret stuff behind the scenes, and I don't want to spill anything, but I want to know, outside of Batman, is there anything that you're working on? Maybe Marvel, maybe something outside of DC and Marvel. Is there any other cosplays that you have for the future outside of Batman?
Yes. I know why. Yeah, because you know, that's why you thought that was me. But
that's why I did. Okay, I didn't. Are you gonna spare me right now from looking like a moron? Yeah, there we go. Okay, yeah. Can you say it?
Yes.
So now
Sub-Zero.
People. Yes. Okay. There we go.
Sub-Zero. So
there you go. You Sub-Zero see, wins. Ladies and gentlemen, why tired me would not pay attention and just be like, oh fucking hey, he must have done an edit by himself. Like, you know what I mean? Because I know we've talked about it at Dragon Con. There's a big. I won't spoil anybody. I won't say anybody because I don't know if anybody wants it out there. But there is a big Mortal Kombat group that should all be completed by next year's Dragon Con. And you and I talked about it, and you're going to be doing Sub-Zero. I just didn't know Sub-Zero. If you wanted the beat here and now.
No, I love that. Yeah, definitely. He's actually, the reason you may have thought that was me is because I did cosplay him once before. He's my favorite Mortal Kombat character.
Right.
And he always has been.
That's another contribution, because when we were talking about it at Dragon Con, I specifically remember you saying, I've got to bring back my Sub-Zero.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So hey, Chazzy, you know, not
it
paying
makes
attention.
Sense, man. No, don't be hard on yourself. It makes sense.
No, that's totally cool, dude. Any details you want to give if you want to keep certain things a secret, but are you going with a specific version of Sub-Zero? Anything that you can say that you want to say ahead of time or anything you want to keep a secret, feel free.
No, I'd love to announce it here. MK1, we're doing the newest Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Yep.
Doing nice, that, and that, dude. And that's what this mask is the MK1 mask. So I even have,
Yeah, the focus. It happens. I'm constantly in my vicinity with my cameras. I mean,
yeah, it's the MK1 mask. And my brother is going to be MK1 Scorpion.
Nice, dude.
You'll meet him. He's coming to Dragon Con.
Hell yes, dude.
And because in the MK1, they're actually brothers.
Yeah.
Have you played the game? Yeah.
I haven't, but I know the story. I kind of got spoiled on everything. I mean, they let that out a long time, even before the game came out.
I think they did.
I haven't been able to play the game yet. I will, though. I will. As soon as I move and I have a little bit more downtime and stuff, I will. But I know the storyline. I know that they're brothers and everything, so that's not a
story. I got it and played the damn thing, and it was awesome.
I can't wait. I'm such a giant Mortal Kombat fan, so I can't wait to play, dude.
So we're going to be going Scorpion and Sub-Zero,
the
brother's version. So yeah, that's I'm super pumped. I'm freaking working out arms all the time now.
I bet, dude. Oh,
I don't have a suit to hide it.
Hell yeah, dude. I've been kind of advertising it here and there. People know that I have some cosplays coming. I haven't said what they are. I haven't said when or anything. I'm not going to say anything here, but off camera, I want to let you know something before we go. I'll let you know. A little secret, man. We're gonna get ready to wrap up, dude. But before we do, I just want to know, like, how did you get your start in cosplay in general? When did it all begin? How did it all begin? And why?
You know, I didn't even really know what cosplay was when I first got a Batman suit. It was really just me wanting a Batman suit, and that was 2012. That was actually 2012. I had a UD Replicas motorcycle Dark Knight suit. I don't know if you were familiar with them.
Yeah.
They were officially licensed by WB for a time up until like last year or this year. I think it was this year. But that my first suit was the Dark Knight suit. I wore it to both the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises, which also happened to be my birthday.
Nice.
Yeah, so I wore the suit there. And that was 2012. And then I also went for the first time to San Diego Comic-Con. That was my first comic convention I ever went to. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was actually still living in California. Nice. And did that from 2012 and then went again to San Diego Comic-Con 2013, did Dark Knight again, 2014 did Sub-Zero. And then the last time I went was 2015. But I really didn't have a cosplay account. I didn't really interact with other members of the cosplay community. I just went with like my brother, my uncle and my friends and like that were there and had fun. But didn't know how awesome, you know, it was to be a part of it. And so a year and a half ago, July 2022 is when I got to say, that's when I really got into cosplay for real. I got that BBS Batflex suit and just started posting and having fun with it. And it just evolved like naturally. It was me just like wanting like, oh, I want a cool shot here, you know, on the Batman suit. Oh, I want a cool video. And let's see. And then it was just like, then ideas started springing up. And I like video editing, like I said. And so like, then it was just like, oh, let's try this. Let's try that. And certain things just came together. Like July was when I had that suit. August, I went to London, happened to be for a trip, and I went to this Batman-themed restaurant called Park Row.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they had to happen to have their anniversary party at the same time, so they were allowing costumes. Normally, they don't. Normally, you have to dress up.
Yeah.
And so I had brought my bat suit, like, when I found that out, like, right before I left for my trip to London, and I got to dress up as Batman, man.
Nice. Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then, like, 2 months later after that was that Batman-themed Halloween party. So it was just like, all these things kind of started happening, you know?
That's cool as hell, dude.
And then meeting people online, meeting people, like, I was like, oh, man, there's this whole world. And, like, what I loved is how inclusive so many people were, and how, you know, I mean, because it's all nerd culture, right? It's all like this stuff wasn't cool when we were kids. Well, I mean, depending on how old you are.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, but yeah, for me, it's like, I went with pride, but I was like a freaking nerd, you know?
Yeah. And it wasn't like the it thing. It wasn't the cool thing that it is today. Like, kids growing up today, it's like, it's everywhere. It's in mainstream pop culture. It's the thing to watch. You know what I mean?
Right.
Back then, it was more inclusive. It was, you know, it was
totally
exclusive
group
of people.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's how I remember it, you know? And so it's just cool meeting people who have this love, this passion for it. Yeah. I mean, that's really what it is. It's a passion for the characters, for the world, you know, dressing up, recreating it, having it the way you want, and then collaborating and sharing that art with other people and creating art.
Yeah.
That's what it's my creative outlet. That's how I look at it.
100%. Yeah. 100%. That's so cool, dude. And just the amount of the cosplay community is absolutely insane. And I always say this, and coincidental, it's the anniversary, so it's a very preachy, but like the amount of people that you meet, the community just brings people together, man. And it's so cool.
Totally.
Just kind of piggybacking a little bit off of what you said, just like enjoying all of these things out in the open. No one has to hide it. We're all nerds. We all love it. We all pick it apart, however that may be, from the photographers that shoot it, to the videographers, to the editors, to the cosplayers, to the makers, to everything in between. Whether you're making money off of it or you're not making money off of it, whether you do it just for fun, it's either way, it's bringing people together, you know, whether it's, again, like I said in the beginning of this episode, for me personally, it's just the community is bringing people together, whether it's forging friendships, you know, meeting people for business reasons and everything in between. It's just all for the love of like Batman and other things. You know what I mean? So it's really cool, man. Well, we are going to wrap up, dude. It's been awesome having you here, man. It's been a long time coming, but before we leave, I want to give you the floor to say whatever it is that you want to say whatever's on your mind, and, you know, shout out whoever you want to shout out if you have any, or just whatever it is that you'd like to say before we wrap up, man.
Well, I just want to say thanks so much for having me, man. It's a real honor. I imagined, you know, my journey in cosplay to being where it is now.
Yeah.
You know, I actually do have some cool things coming up, some more like collaborations and video content to keep a lookout for, like, in the next month or two. JC Explorers, like we touched on earlier, we're going to be showing more of the video footage that we shot, and then doing a YouTube video later. The YouTube video, I think, will probably be down the line, but the video footage will be coming soon.
Hell yeah.
I am excited though for, and then I'm collaborating again with Kane. He's coming down soon. He's the one who's been Deathstroke, Timberwolf.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
Yeah.
And we're going to be shooting some cool stuff at the beginning of December. So yeah, there's a bunch of fun things in the works, and look out for the long-eared football cowl. Once I get it, I'm posting.
Yes, dude. Yeah. When do you have did Tom give you an ETA on that? Or
no, initially, well, it's going to be soon. I think we, once we figure out what kind of blue I want.
Yeah.
What, like, exactly. I'm literally like, because I'm going to do, I'm going to do like, get the cape, get their gauntlets, do the whole thing. And I'm getting a Tilly FX to get some blue boots too.
That's what
I'm working on. There's one other thing with the blue, and I'll save that, but I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
What I'm planning on doing. We'll see if it works out.
Hell yes, man. Ladies and gentlemen, please go follow, if you're not, Bat Mateo, spelled exactly how it sounds, on Instagram and on your TikTok too. It's just Bat Mateo on TikTok too.
Yep. Right? Yeah. One T.
One T on TikTok as well, because he's absolutely awesome. And again, thank you, man, for being here. This is great. Long time coming, and we'll figure out that dinosaur episode in the future, man.
Hell yeah. Looking forward to it.
Everybody tuning in right now, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button. And when you hit it, it goes, ooh, and it says, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in, man. The anniversary of the Side Project Podcast. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And thank you for watching and listening and whatever it is that you do, follow and rating on Spotify as well, because videos are available on Spotify. And like I said, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateschazzy. And everything else you need to find me on is on the screen, at is on the screen right about now. And if you're looking for the podcast as a whole on Instagram, you can find it at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's project with a K. And shout out to SuperAmazing_23 for his amazing Sub-Zero. And for me, for Bat Mateo, for the anniversary, go join that giveaway. We are out of here.
Chario, did you ever put out the Project Gears merch?
Hey, man. Happy birthday.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it, man.
And happy anniversary to the pod, dude. Birthdays, anniversaries, 19 years, huh?
19 years? What?
What?
My age or the anniversary? Because neither of those are right.
I don't know, man. Time works in mysterious ways, huh? I got something for your birthday, dude.
You didn't have to do that, man.
I can't show you physically yet, but I can show you on the phone.
Hold on, let me pull this up.
Say hello to your new pet horse.
Tell me you didn't.
Dude, her name is Sarah Jessica Parker, the sequel.
But why?
What possesses someone to just buy someone a horse? I thought you might say that. Everyone needs a companion, dude. And then a companion for the companion.
Where does it end?
This is Shrek.
That's a donkey.
No, his name is Shrek.
No, man. Why would you name him Shrek and not name him Donkey?
Because it's ironic, Buzzkill.
I can't afford a horse and a donkey.
Do you just want the horse then?
Jesus Christ. Do you even have the slightest clue of how much time, money, and effort it can be to maintain these kind of animals?
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
The gift that keeps on spending. Normally, when you get somebody a present, you get them something that they don't have to continuously keep spending on.
Normally, people just take a gift and say thank you. And by the way, did you know that donkeys are actually extremely loyal, protective, and loving?
These things live like 20, 30 years, man.
Good couple years of love and joy.
Was it too hard to just put the merch out?
I was gonna do that. I had this like really cool CGI trailer for it too.
And what would that be?
Project Gears, right? Gears Cog, Chazosaurus Rex, all that. All right, so we've got a Gears Cog dude running, right? He's running and like all the monsters are out there and he's got the gun with the thing and he's like, it's all overwhelming. I don't know if I can do it. And he's like freaking out and having a hard time, right? And then it's like, I'm there and in a last ditch effort, he can't go through. He can't get through. So in a last ditch effort, I come out like from the side, right? And like at concerts when they like hurl things out into the crowd and I like dive and I have like a bundle of merch and I throw it. I throw the bundle of merch and as I'm throwing it, I get sawed in half by an enemy. But in my last ditch effort, my hand still throws it. I'm like, oh, get it. And he catches it and he puts the shirt on and everything, right? And it like a Mario power up, but it's not Mario. And it's like, and now he can do it. He can do it with the Gears merch. The message we're sending is that the merch makes him succeed. And what happened to that Avengers level idea? Budget cuts.
You mean the horse and the donkey?
Sarah and Shrek, they have names.
Just put the Project Gears merch out for the anniversary.
Just do that. It's my birthday. Just do that.
I'm already on it. I've been on it.
What do I pay you for? And get rid of the animals. But look at Sarah, dude. Sniffing the camera. She's so cute. Come on. Get rid of the animals. All that yelling is gonna spook the horse. It's not very horse owner-like behavior.
Sarah's not gonna like that.